Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 20th of August of the year 2020, and on this date in history, in the year 14 AD, Agrippa, the maternal grandson of the late Roman Emperor Augustus, was executed by his guards under mysterious circumstances while in exile. Executed by your guards. There's one for the top 10 list of you had one job memes. And in 1597, on this date, the Dutch East India Company returned from the Far East for the first time, the first ships coming back, beginning an explosion of empire, capitalism, and occasional mass murder, as well as sparking off a long and extremely lopsided commercial relationship that laid the foundations for the exploitative globalism we know today. And on this date in 1905, Sun Yat-sen, the Chinese revolutionary, formed the first chapter of Tang Meng Hui, a union of all secret societies determined to bring down the Manchus. A very difficult process to get started, given how difficult secret societies are to unite. Hey, you want to unite your secret society with my secret society? What secret society would you be talking about? I don't know any secret societies. Lol. Your guest on the podcast today is the Iron Hand inside the Iron Glove himself, the leader of the People's Army of the People United, Comandante Nato Green. So good to have you back on the show.
Good to be back. I'm in San Francisco. You know who else lived in San Francisco?
Who?
Motherfucking Sun Yat-sen, I tell you what.
Coming up today, Nato Green will be bringing you an update on Venezuela, but first, some headlines that we won't have time for. In the news today, a weather update now, with climate change making the weather wherever you are feel inherently sinister any time it's more or less or more than what you were expecting. It's time to head out and buy some equipment for whatever you're not prepared for. Snow gear if you live in the tropics, some stylish shorts for those who are now in what seem to be colder climes, and you can't go wrong with a hat for any weather. Obviously, the stylish shorts bit is a joke. There's no such thing as stylish shorts. The closest you can get to stylish shorts is really sexy legs and a pair of shorts that just gets out of the way. Whether it's rugby short shorts with some bodybuilder bulges or those bike shorts that Instagram models tried to pretend were cool for a while, all you gotta do to get cool shorts is get better legs. Are you a shorts
and
fan,
a
Nato Green?
Booty.
Oh, yes, booty. Legs are just there to form the pedestal for the booty.
I was going to say that legs are the setup and booty's the punchline.
I was thinking of it more in terms of like legs being the plinth on which the statue of the booty rests, and eventually the booty will be toppled for being offensive in some way. Meanwhile, the Uyghurs government in Italy are making political moves to reconnect with their core constituency of babies who were accidentally allowed to vote on iPads after months of bowing to the political needs of grown-ups and Italians. Minister for the Interior, the Yellow Wiggle, who is a woman, has announced a $30 million toilet training portfolio, alongside a large infusion of cash into education programs for dance, singing along, and making a face like this. Silvio Berlusconi, militant rebel leader and outspoken critic of the Wiggles government, could not be reached for comment. Are you a Wiggles government fan, NATO Green?
Very much so. Strong supporter. I hope they invade America and install a democracy.
Well, that's all the time we have for the stories that we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because you can't be what you can't buy. Do you have a very confident child? Are you worried you've brought up someone who will live a mediocre but satisfied life? Drive your offspring's potential up with EMD, the Emergency Trauma Distribution Service for all your childhood trauma needs, with minor traumas carefully balanced to turn your child into an angst-ridden high achiever rather than a very satisfied low achiever. Trying to get them to want to buy your love without driving them into crippling self-sabotage? Try EMD. Available online today. Did you know, NATO Green, that there are 4,731.76 drops of water in a full glass of water?
That seems like a lot of drops of water, Alice.
It is if the drops are very small. And half of that many drops makes up half a glass of water. 4,731.76, twice as much water as you need.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And that's your ad section for today. Now it's time for your top story, Venezuela. Venezuela news. Your top story brought to you by NATO Green. What's happening in the world of Venezuela right now?
Venezuela news. What do you do with a country run by an incompetent strongman who has wrecked the economy, allowed corruption to run amok, suppresses political opposition, tampers with elections, fails to respond effectively to a global pandemic, stokes racial division, and tries to control the media? But enough about the United States. Did I say the United States? But enough about the Philippines. Did I say the Philippines? But enough about Turkey. Anyway, Venezuela. So the U.S. has imposed sanctions on Venezuela and attempted to overthrow the democratically elected president and install a puppet government. The attempted coup was the most failed foreign venture by the United States since we tried to open a honey-baked ham store in Mecca. Some people say that the U.S. policy towards Venezuela is hypocritical. Who are we to criticize anyone? We're such an embarrassment that Darfur is like, stop sending aid, get your own shit together. But I don't think it's hypocritical. I think it's competitive. Like, the U.S. looks at Venezuela and is like, don't you upstarts think that you can outdo us at incompetent corruption? We're number one. We will coup you. We will coup you right in the face. Trump is trying to tell people to avoid wearing masks because of COVID. Venezuela is telling people to wear masks, and then they send police to beat them with sticks when they don't. Nobody tell Donald Trump about this. It'll give him ideas. The president of Venezuela is named Nicolas Maduro. Now, if you don't speak Spanish, you may not know that Maduro is a cooked sweet plantain because it's a banana republic. Maduros are often eaten with sweet white crema or pureed black beans because they transcend race in that way. So back in May, there was an attempted coup d'etat wherein some U.S.-trained mercenaries attempted to overthrow Maduro, Venezuela's top banana. The U.S. hoped that they would get some soldiers in, start some shit, the people would rise up, and they'd easily get the top banana split. But sadly for them, they slipped on the banana peel, and the coup attempt fell flat on its ass. They were green berets, commonly known as tostones, which is a twice-fried ripe green plantain. It's a savory version of the banana. So, and this week they were sentenced to 20 years in jail in Venezuela for terrorism. The U.S. had vowed to do everything possible to get the American soldiers back out of a concern that locking up some hard fruit in a brown bag will make it ripen too fast, and then you can't eat it.
No.
The guy the U.S. has thrown its weight behind in Venezuela is named Juan Guaido. He's the president of the National Assembly, which is to say, not the president of Venezuela. What's more, elections are coming up, and Guaido's opposition party have vowed to boycott the elections. The U.S. have vowed to continue to recognize Guaido as the president. So how, you may ask, do you go about recognizing someone as president when they haven't been elected? You just pick a guy. You're like, we recognize that guy. He's the president now. Recognize a guy. He's the president now. Those are the rules. Sorry. Welcome to colonialism. And that's Venezuela news for this week.
That's all the time we have for your top story today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. And remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. This letter's come in from Robert. Dear editor, this letter says, not either Dimensions Alice or their co-conspirators. I'm going to take this letter anyway. As the editor, I have come to the mildly shocking realization after 10 years of being a poster that none of the letters to the editor have ever reached you, the editor of The Last Post. I am the editor of The Last Post. I edit my words and I edit your letters. If you're talking about the audio editors, they don't receive the letters. They're not the relevant letters to the editor that the letters to the editor refers to. So I'm not going to read the rest of your letter, Kareem E. Breasts, because it is clearly a stupid letter and I reject your initial premise. You too can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. And thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Your guest today on the podcast was Mr. Nato Green. Nato, have you got anything to plug?
I do. I have a new series out. It's called Laughter Against the Machine. It is streaming now on Means TV, which is the world's first worker-owned post-capitalist streaming subscription service. It is a tour documentary where we cross the U.S.-Mexico border. We go to the lower Ninth Ward in New Orleans. We go on strike in Chicago with hotel workers. And we're in the middle of Occupy Wall Street. It's very exciting.
That sounds absolutely fantastic. So look that up if you can. The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. If you enjoy our show, please spread it out on social media or tell your friends. I'm Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. For those of you who don't realize my glamorous life is a joke, I spend most of it writing this podcast. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and bedazzled subordinate producers are Harriet Wells and Ped Hunter. As they and we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.